Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's Friday, December 23rd, 2016. It's Christmas Eve.
I won't say anything. We're in the 20s.
We are You know what? I'm so excited that it's the 23rd. Not sure why, but you were saying that earlier.
Because we're close. You can feel the excitement.
Oh, that's why.
Because, you know, you can feel the excitement.
It's December.
End of the... I'm not going to take that bait.
You almost did that.
I almost
did. You were very close. You almost took the bait. So
early on a Friday and you're already poking sport at me.
Well, okay. You're not going to do it on Friday. But today we are wrapping up our five-day span on critical periods of development. Mm-hmm. And we're going to end the week with the end of adolescence. And that is the age of 18. Or basically when you graduate high school. That's right. What, you know, certainly we have those kids who graduate from high school a little bit early, mm-hmm. but otherwise, you know, we're typically talking about when you, by the time you graduate high school, around the age of 18, between 17 and 19 or something.
That's right. When I talk to audiences, audiences of parents, I usually begin with the graduation ceremony.
Right.
You know, because you have to decide where you want your child to be mm-hmm. when he or she walks off that stage at graduation.
Right.
And most parents want their child, hopefully most parents want the child to be completely independent in the sense of he or she now can take care of herself
right.
without any, they know how to handle a checkbook, a credit card, a debit card. They know they've done their schoolwork independently.
Right.
They have really become an independent person.
Right.
And that's what most parents want because most kids are going to go off.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to college. They're going to go to the military. They're going to get a job and they're going to, the culture is going to expect them to be functioning independently.
Right.
Without parental support, but certainly without parental involvement.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the big thing here is what we've built up to all the way through from birth through now is
right.
we are now self-sufficient.
That's right.
And so we've built on the independence that we talked about for age 12. And by now we are self-sufficient. We're able to get a job. We're able to manage college. We're able mm-hmm. to manage social relationships without, as you said, without too much interference from our parents or anybody else
right.
sort of hovering over
That's right.
Us or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, if your child has a job, for example,
mm-hmm.
during high school, he or she can get herself there.
Yeah.
She can get herself there. She can keep track of her time card. She knows her schedule.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
can balance work with schoolwork.
Right.
She can balance athletic or extracurricular activities with academic, with job, and do it on her own.
Right.
She doesn't need you to be there. She's taking care of her own clothes. She'll
right.
be able to do her own laundry.
Right.
Okay. You're just able to manage these things on your own. You don't need your parent to be there anymore.
Right.
Or you shouldn't need your parent to be there anymore.
Right, right.
If you haven't achieved that, if you're not achieving that, time to begin is right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you've mentioned one of the things that helps build those skills. And as you're going through high school, one of the ways to make sure that this is going to formulate and happen is some of those extracurricular activities.
Right.
You know, it's really important that kids have, or we say kids, but I'm talking about adolescents, have some of those expectations placed upon them that's going mm-hmm. to, you know, challenge their ability to navigate their schedule, to think about, you know, I can't do this because I got to go do this. And
that's
so
right.
extracurricular activities, work, all of those things
mm-hmm.
have a role in helping to develop the skills that we want them to have, you know,
that's
really
right.
well formulated by the time they walk off the graduation stage.
That's right. This is the time when they learn that, well, I can't go to the party because I have to work tonight.
Yeah.
Or I can't stay out late because I have to get up early tomorrow
right.
morning. They're learning how to manage all those things.
Right.
That should, because after all, they're going to go to college in a couple of months and they better be able to make those decisions
right.
there or they're going to get into academic trouble in a hurry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, and I think that we use that example a lot with parents to help emphasize the point, you know, at the age, in August of their graduation
mm-hmm.
year, you know, many of these kids are going to be going out to college.
Right.
Okay, so what do you want him or her to be able to do mm-hmm. when they're at college, away from right. you, out from under your protection and your control? What do you want them to be able to do? Now, whatever it is that you want them to be able to do, you have to like step back and say, okay, well, at age 8, I can do these things right. to help make sure that by the age of 18, they have the skill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, we're not preparing them fully for the expectations. I remember when my stepdaughter first went to college, you know, she had roommates in her dorm that did not know how to wash their own clothes.
Right.
They mm-hmm. didn't know how to use a washing machine. Mm-hmm. So that meant that either another friend helped them, or they, and this is what a lot of them did because they lived within a couple of hours of the campus, mm-hmm. they drove home every weekend for their mother or their parents to do the laundry for them. And while it's, I guess, nice that the parents are willing to help and do that, but it certainly doesn't contribute to their self-sufficiency, their ability to manage things on their own, and their independence.
Yes, and please, if you are a parent of a teenager, it's commendable that you're willing to do their laundry. However, when you're doing their laundry, you're denying them the opportunity to learn how to do it themselves. Right. Your obligation is to give your child opportunities to learn how to do these things on their own. They right. should be able to do all the things that you can do. Mm-hmm. You're an adult. At 18, you're an adult.
Right.
So your child should be able to do all of the adult activities mm-hmm. at 18 that you're able to do. And your job is not to do it for them.
Right.
Your job is to give them opportunities and to teach them so that they can do it on their own.
Right.
The rest of the world is going to expect them to be an adult. Look at the legal system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't call me. If my child is 19 years old, the police aren't going to call me.
Right.
She's an adult.
Right.
Okay. She's on her own. I might have to pay the legal bills,
mm-hmm.
but the police aren't going to worry about parents at that point.
But paying the legal bills is a discussion between you and your child.
That's right.
Not with the legal system.
Not between
system.
Me. They don't care who pays it.
Right. You know, when mm-hmm. we go to, I've gone to the local college that my daughter attends, and she'll, you know, I'll go with her because she'll want to talk with me about financial aid and all those kinds of things. And we go up there and talk to them. They don't talk to me. they address her.
That's right.
And then she looks at me, and I say, look it back at her. And say, you know.
Well, it's grades. You know, parents want to know their kids' college grades. Unless you're given written permission,
right.
you can't see your child's grade. Yeah. Doesn't matter who's paying the bills.
Right.
That child is an adult. If you want to pay their bills, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You still don't get access to their records unless they give it to you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the culture we live in is going to see your child as an adult. So as parents, it's our obligation to get our children to mm-hmm. the level of adult functioning.
Right.
They have to make their own doctor's appointments, their own dentist appointments. All that they have to be able to do all that stuff now.
Right.
Okay? And your obligation to them. Your obligation to them is to make sure that they're there by age 18. That's what you should be working on. Not getting all A's, not success every day, mm-hmm. but getting them to be, they have to be an adult by the age of 18.
Absolutely.
Imagine your child going into the military.
Wow,
you know,
yeah.
Where, you know, and suddenly they're expected to be able to do all these things. That mm-hmm. would be an earth-shattering experience if they were completely dependent right. on parents when they're going through basic training.
Right. Absolutely.
That would be a shock to the system. Or they go to work full-time for the first time mm-hmm. and they're not able to get out of bed in the morning because
right.
you've been waking them up every
day. Yeah, they can't use an alarm.
They can't use their own alarm clock.
Yeah.
So no, you have lots of obligations to make sure that your 18-year-old is able to function as an adult.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right. But I think that's it. That gets us through childhood and through adolescence. And so by the time they're 18, you know, the goal is that they are completely self-sufficient, that they're able to manage things. Sure, they may come to you for advice. Sure, they may come to you for some suggestions and support. But by and large, they should be able to make decisions on their own. They should be able to manage their life on their own. And so our goal as parents is throughout childhood to make sure that we know that that's Oz. That's our goal.
Right.
That's where we're headed. And we have to make sure that we keep working and adding obligations and adding expectations right. on them over the years so that they accomplish that by the time they're 18.
Yeah, if you have a 14, 15, 16-year-old child and you and that child are not moving in this direction with that target,
mm-hmm.
You need to take some time, maybe at the end of this, now that we're at the end of this year, use the next couple of weeks to think long and hard about what you're going to need to do to get your child to be a fully functioning, independent adult by the time he or she is 18.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, all right, well, that wraps up this week. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you, you know, enjoy some time with family, enjoy some time alone, if that's better for you. And just enjoy time. Enjoy everything that you can enjoy.
Special weekend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Today's the 23rd?
Yeah. Christmas Eve Eve.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's so, Christmas Eve. Wow.
Yeah. I'm spending time with family tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not coming to work?
Oh, after work. I'll be here in the morning.
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Why not?
There's a story. There's this great Christmas story called A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I'll have to read it to you sometime.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
It's called A Christmas Story. The one where the kid gets a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas?
No. No.
That's A Christmas Story, right? I'll shoot your eye out.
I'll work with him later today.
All right.
Did you ever hear of Charles Dickens?
That's A Christmas Carol.
Right. There is a Christmas story about Scrooged.
I'm not. Okay. You guys, I'm going to have to tolerate this the rest of the day. But you guys have a great rest of
your day. You'd think that since it's Christmas time that there would be a softening. Oh, no.
No.
Not here at Scrooge.
You know what? Consistency is what we're going for. We're striving for consistency as always. So you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you back next week for another another week of topics that we'll hit for you. All right? Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.